Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Despite geopolitical frictions, India plans to ease investment rules for Chinese companies. The government may allow Chinese companies to own as much as 26% in joint ventures for specific electronic equipments while keeping a tighter 10% cap for most other categories, reports Danish Khan. Reliance Industries Limited's earnings have ushered in optimism among investors despite rising tensions with Pakistan. The stock jumped 5.1% on 28th April, that is Monday, marking its biggest single-day gain in about 11 months after RIL beat quarterly earnings estimates, led by strong growth in digital, retail, and oil-to-chemicals businesses. Brokerages have turned bullish on RIL, citing growth drivers like Reliance Jio's tariff hikes and a potential IPO, as well as Reliance Retail's healthy growth trajectory, writes Zoya Springwala. Led by RIL's stock surge, the benchmark indices jumped as much as 1.2%, reports Money Control. Rajiv Bajaj, Managing Director and CEO of Bajaj Auto, spoke exclusively to Lata Venkatesh, expounding on the potential impact of trade wars on the company, particularly the threat of China banning exports of heavy rare earths and magnets. While Bajaj Auto exports largely to the Global South, he pointed that the trade war could still bring minor irritants, like costlier steel due to anti-dumping duties. Bajaj also opened up about his childhood, crediting his upbringing for instilling the value of meritocracy over aristocracy and attributing his success to his father's guidance. He recalls how his father Rahul Bajaj advised him to do what you think best, but be the best in what you do. For the last few days, investors have been grappling with familiar question. What will happen to the impact on the stock market and economy? We have two interesting pieces today. The first one looks at what happened to the markets during the Kargil War, the Uri surgical strike, and Balakot attack for perspective. Historically, Indian stocks have recovered swiftly after Indo-Pakistan conflicts, sometimes even seeing gains, writes Ravindra Sonavane and Lovisha Darad. Also read Gaurav Chaudhary's piece on the complex relationship between war and stock prices, with research suggesting that anticipated conflicts can lead to initial declines followed by rallies, while surprise wars typically result in negative market reactions. As relations between India and Pakistan continue to soar, Ishan Gera reports that nearly 30,000 Pakistanis visited India in 2023, a four-year high with an average stay of 76 days, which was more than three times the average stay of visitors from other countries. Do also read Vikramjeet Singh's deep dive on the military implications of the Pahalgam massacre. Unlike Balakot in 2019, Vikramjeet says that India's response this time is complicated by the China factor, which has limited military options due to the PLA's presence in Ladakh and China's strategic support to Pakistan. And finally, Neeraj Birla, the founder and chairperson of Aditya Birla Education Trust and Empower, writes on our pages on the need to move beyond hustle culture, which is confusing exhaustion with commitment, treating fatigue as a badge of honor instead of a red flag. Neeraj writes that to truly thrive, Neerja writes, Indians need to redefine productivity and prioritize mental wellness, drawing from India's rich traditions and global best practices, such as Finland's holistic approach. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.